Mitch McConnell challenger raises $10.7 million in third quarter. By Kyle Morris on October 10, 2019. Amy McGrath, the top Democrat challenging Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in the 2020 Kentucky Senate race, raised nearly $11 million in the third quarter of 2019. McGrath, who lost a House race in 2018 to an incumbent Republican, launched her campaign in July and raised $2.5 million within the first 24 hours of doing so. According to her campaign, McGrath received 299,000 contributions, with the average donation being $36. McGrath's third-quarter fundraising total outpaces that of several presidential candidates, such as Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, who raised $4.8 million in the third quarter, and Senator Cory Booker, DNC, who raised $6 million in the third quarter. In a statement, Mark Nicholas, McGrath's campaign manager, claimed, "Change is coming. Mitch McConnell has never faced an opponent like Amy McGrath. Not only does a new independent poll show the race tied, but more than a quarter million grassroots donations from all 120 Kentucky counties have provided us a record-shattering first quarter of nearly $11 million to take down McConnell and his self-serving special interest allies. Change is coming," said Mark Nicholas, McGrath's campaign manager. McConnell, who has represented Kentucky in the United States Senate since 1985, has received an endorsement from President Donald Trump. In 2016, Trump won the state of Kentucky by 30 percentage points. Shortly after announcing her bid to unseat McConnell, McGrath received praise from many of Hollywood's far-left figures, including Bette Midler, Chelsea Handler, Patton Oswalt, and Stephen King. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.